Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Six Kenai Peninsula students are among the 40 statewide that will receive $2,000 each for the 2021-22 academic year through the GCI Scholarship Program. GCI launched the scholarship program more than 20 years ago to help develop and grow Alaska's next generation of leaders. Since the program began, the company has awarded more than $6 million in scholarship funds to hundreds of Alaska students attending accredited colleges and vocational trade schools across the country. The six Kenai Peninsula students include Lania Morgan Gossard of Cooper Landing School in Cooper Landing, Austin R. Klein of Homer High School in Homer, Leif Eric Lofquist of Kenai Central High School, Braden Allen Envoy of Nikiski High School, Lucy Berlin Hankins of Seward High School, and Gavin Brennan of Soldana High School. Dr. Pam Lloyd, Vice President of GCI Government Healthcare and Education Corporate Strategy, released a statement saying, "Students are beginning to return to a recognizable education environment after more than a year of disruptions, and we want to do everything that we can to carry that return to normalcy through to students' post-secondary education experiences. We understand there's an unmet need for assistance with higher education costs in our state. We have a goal to do our part in lowering the cost." The GCI Scholarship Program is geared towards awardees who plan to seek a degree or certification with a science, technology, engineering, or math focus with an intention to return to Alaska to start their careers. The subject of ranked choice voting was thrust into the national spotlight when New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio hammered the city's Board of Elections this week over primary election errors. He demanded a complete recanvassing of the vote count and an explanation of what went wrong with the city's first attempt at ranked choice voting. As a result, some New York voters expressed concern if the final election results can even be trusted. But in late 2020, Scott Kolhaas, the Alaskan Independence Party, and Robert Byrd, through their attorney, sued the state of Alaska in hopes to overturn the results of a voter referendum where ranked choice voting would be implemented in Alaska's general elections. Alaskan Independence Party Chairman Bob Byrd says that what happened in New York City is going to affect his lawsuit.
To be recognized as an official party, you have to have a threshold of something like 3% of the votes in the general election. If you have two strong Democrats running against two strong Republicans in the primary, a Libertarian or an AIP or a Green candidate isn't going to probably make the threshold. That means we don't even get into the general election anymore.
Byrd explains the confusion behind ranked choice voting.
You got candidates A, B, C, and D, and he likes candidate A, but the second choice is B. He can't stand C or D, okay? But other people like C and D, and they may vote for B as their second choice. So the guy goes in and really, really wants A, but he's going to put down B, but the people who vote for C and D also put down B. So the guy's thinking, I'm not going to put down my second choice because I don't want to risk having C or D win, and by putting B down as a second choice and C maybe way down the list as a third choice, I might be helping them. So he might go in there and just vote for one, or he might not. I'm confused. This sucks. That's what happened.
The Alaska Division of Elections reports the first or next election that the ranked choice voting system will be used will be the November 8th, 2022 general election. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.